This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 449 for Friday, June 25th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts are mixed Friday morning, backing away from overnight gains in the most active new crop months. Canola up $9 in the nearby July contract, but the more active new crop months all down. November down $9.20 now at $729.40 per ton. That contract had traded as high as $763 overnight. Persistent prairie weather concerns did provide support with hot temperatures and only minimal precipitation in the forecasts over the next week. However, a downturn in Chicago soybeans and especially soy oil spilled over to pull canola down as well. Statistics Canada releases updated acreage estimates next week Tuesday, while the USDA will put out its own estimates on Wednesday. Positioning ahead of those reports was expected to account for some activity today. The Canadian dollar is a bit stronger this morning, and that is also weighing on canola. In the U.S., soybeans and corn are both lower, while wheat is mixed. Speculative positioning ahead of next week's acreage and also stocks reports from the USDA accounted for much of the activity. Soybeans, they are down 13 cents in the November contract at $12.78 per bushel. Trade guesses call for an increase in U.S. soybean acres from the previous report, with average estimates coming in at around 89 million acres. That compares with 87.6 million predicted in March. Improving Midwestern weather conditions also weighed on prices. Corn, it's down as well with the generally favorable growing conditions and expectations for increased acres in next week's report. The September contract down 11 cents at $5.38 per bushel. Trade guesses peg U.S. corn area at about 93.8 million acres. That would be up by over 2.5 million from the earlier forecast, as high prices and good seeding weather had farmers planting as much corn as they could. Wheat, meanwhile, is mixed. Minneapolis spring wheat still holding on to gains, while the winter wheat's all lower. Minneapolis up a penny in September at $8.06 per bushel. Kansas City down 3 cents in September at $6.11. And Chicago wheat, it's down 9 cents in September at $6.42 per bushel. Persistent drought conditions in the spring wheat regions supported that market, while the advancing winter wheat harvest weighed on Chicago and Kansas City prices. However, rain delays in some parts of the U.S. plains were a bit supportive. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, June 25th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.